Welcome to the Swirl and Sip podcast, where we keep it real, talking about womanhood, parenthood, and marriage. I'm your host, Sasha.
And I'm Sheree. And if this is your first time tuning in to us, this is what you need to know about us. We're wives, we're boy moms, and we love wine, though we're not experts. This is Life Uncensored.
So get your wine glasses and your favorite bottle and get ready for today's episode. So, of course, we always like to start each episode with what we are sipping on. And today we have ventured back into white territory. So,
Sasha,
y'all,
I promise you it's going to get better. I just I love that you just you don't ever sound happy for it.
I'm never happy about it. You know what? I think it's because
my goal at the end of this season is to have you at least sound excited if we are halfway.
We figured out that part of the problem this whole time was because I was not sipping correctly. I was just drinking
wine. Was drinking whites like reds.
Yeah, I was just drinking it to be like room temperature when I should have just been chilling my wine. But so, you know, the chilled, I've learned that the chilled white isn't as bad.
Go ahead, it's okay. We're gonna go through, so what y'all might get an extra bonus episode where we might get just drunk because we're gonna have her sip every one of the whites that we've had and try and tell us if she actually likes it, because as of right now I think she's batting like she likes two out of every one of them that we've had,
and it was the two that I've chilled.
See.
So, but today we are drinking on a Ferrari. Is that how you say it?
That's Ferrari. That's what I'm going to say it.
Ferrari Carano. That's what we're going to go with. It's
call
a Chardonnay.
It a great gassy wine because that's what it looked like. It looks fancy.
It does. The lettering, if you are familiar with Harlem Nights, Great Gatsby type font, that is exactly what the bottle looks like. But it is a Chardonnay, and it says that it delights with aromas of citrus, pear, vanilla, graham cracker, and buttercream that is perfectly balanced with vibrant, rich flavors of baked apple, apricot, cinnamon, and hazelnut, and has lingering creamy and toasted oat notes to round out the finish. It pairs well with seafood, poultry, white meats, and dishes with cream sauces, and that it says you should try preparations that include, they are very specific with their food pairings. Try preparations that include citrus, butter, cream cheese, bacon, nutmeg, thyme, basil, or toasted nuts.
So we talking about a bread. So we talking about like a lemon butter, a garlic lemon butter type of lemon pepper type thing, as well as like some bread pudding is what I heard.
What I heard is I'm hungry.
Overall, let me just tell you, like, all of the sweet, like, I already know you ain't gonna like it and everything, mm-hmm. because it has a whole lot of sweet notes. It does. It definitely has like a,
and the thing is, I'm not against like fruity. I'm not against the fruity. It's the
very
sweetness.
Fruity. It's very
sweetness.
Fruity. It has lots of fruit notes. It is fruity. It is not whatever that is. I don't know what to call
the pucker,
it.
The tannin,
yeah,
the tannin,
like
the
that
mouth
tannin,
feel.
That little like pucker. So here's my thing. I like fruity, like, as you know, I like stone fruit, which it gives me a lot of the stone fruit, but it gives me the stone fruit, but not the citrus part where, you know, my mouth pucker and I'd be like, ugh. So I mean, it's good. It's something that I mean, personally, you know I'm a sucker for a wonderful label, so I'm going to probably have this on like the New Year's Eve, like Christmas holiday time. This just looks fancy enough to like
that is out. That is right, this is the perfect bottle for a Christmas gala. If you
pull
if
it
you
out, it's mine. I will say
endeavor.
That this is something that I would get, you know. I think that we need to like do a new thing where it's like gift giving ones, because this is a really nice one that you can give to someone. It's not horrible. It's like,
I don't think it's so I chilled it. So it's not bad, but you ain't never gonna get me to say like I'm gonna choose a white over
like a
red.
Chardonnay, okay, it's
no
okay.
Like
it's okay, it's fine, it's fine.
I'll drink it in a sangria if I'm drinking
like
a white sangria.
Continue on. We will look. We will go on for another day. You know, we're gonna find you a red. We're gonna find you a white. And then I'm not even.
You know what? The white that I actually like, and I think it probably was a Chardonnay, was the Ménage à Trois Gold. Like that was
that
the.
Or was it luxurious? Luxurious?
I thought that was a red wine. Luscious.
No, Luscious is. Hold on.
Luscious is red.
Yeah,
Menage
it
a Trois
was gold. It
gold.
was gold. It
Yeah, that's
was
what we had at the
gold.
beginning of the season. That one, I can kind of sort of gets with. It wasn't bad. I chilled it.
I mean, I
But you
just
ain't.
like that your best answer is like, I mean, I kind of can get with it. That's
I kind of. I
yo, that's an
kind
A in Sasha's brown
of.
book. All right, got you.
But what we really
But
wish that we were sipping on, I think both Sheree and I can agree, is
yes.
that we are wishing we were sipping on what our guest is sipping on today, because she got a margarita.
Amen.
And so of course that means we have a guest today. So joining us today is Keeley Carter. I said that right, right? Yeah, because you know I always doubt myself.
You did it. You did
You
it just
got
now.
it. Every time a guest name comes out my mouth, I'm like, I don't know if that was right. And we just went
I'm
over
like,
this.
I don't think that was it. And I'm like, it was. It was.
Okay, so Keeley Carter is joining us today. She is a mother, a wife, an HR specialist by profession, and she's also CEO and founder of the Keeley Carter Experience. So she inspires others to live fully in their purpose by sharing her journey of life and experiences transparently. She encourages, supports, motivates, and gives back through community impact, mentorship, and curated events that allows women and mothers to connect and build relationships with one another. She creates safe spaces for them to share their experiences and journeys, to build one another up, support one another, and to inspire them to keep pursuing their personal dreams no matter what. I'm here for all of that.
Amen. I was like,
Yes,
amen, amen, amen again.
because that is the whole purpose. That's what we do on the
That's
show.
all we
So,
want.
but we brought you on the show today because when we did the call for guests and you submitted yours, you said you wanted to talk about parenting and marriage during the pandemic. And if Lord don't know that that is a whole
Listen,
we could have had a whole
listen.
season. No.
A whole
Okay.
season.
So we finally are starting to make our way out of the pandemic. Hopefully,
Hey,
if folks with this
look.
Delta variant wouldn't get themselves
Yeah,
together.
that's why I said, look, I'm still staying masked up, vaxxed up, all that, man.
But we are finally, at the very least, able to do a little bit more leaving of the households. But of course, many of you guys, all of us, for the past year and a half, pretty much, have been regulated to our households. And in a lot of cases, that meant that we were at home with both kids and spouses or partners. And I know that for some people, like in my case, I did not have my husband and I never saw each other like during regular normal life.
Like
He
during
we
regular
worked,
life,
yeah, we during pre-COVID, we
life,
never saw each
yeah,
other.
pre-COVID when we breathed raw air and was like in crowds breathing other people's air like from them.
But pre-COVID, my
Yes.
husband and I had different schedules. So I worked during the day. He was asleep when I got up in the morning, and by the time I got home, he was at work. And most of the time, I would be asleep by the time he got home. And then, of course, like we would see each other on Friday. I think Sundays and Mondays used to be his days off, so we would see each other on Sundays and Mondays. And that worked well for us because there ain't nothing to fight about when you don't really see each other
I was going to
that
say, like, that sounds beautiful. As look, I'm pretty sure that after the pandemic, everyone is like, I think I'm okay with that schedule. Perfectly fine. Give me third shift. I'm fine. See, and whereas I was, me and my husband both had 9 to 5s, which to him,
His is
mine was
like
actually 9 to 5.
10 to 9.
10 to 9, 8 to 7. I don't know what hours my husband works. I still to this day don't know. I
Perfect.
personally, like you HR, I'm just saying, if you was HR, I don't know how he keeps a job because I don't have the same flexibility and time. Like when he say, I go to work at 9 o'clock, sir, you're in bed at 9 o'clock. There is absolutely no way. But we also put our son in school, virtual school. So he started pre-K 3 this year. So it was like I was home doing school and work while he was out. And for the moment that he was there, I was like, I don't know why you're in my space. Because he works for Fed. So like he had a moment in time where he was not, because the Feds closed late and they shut down finally. And then they kind of came back first. So he was there and I was like, why are you here? You're in my area. Like, why are you like,
Ha
Why are you here?
So let me ask you, how did the pandemic affect your marriage and like the difference with having the kids home all day?
I see you shaking your head.
And I have talked about that extensively, so we know that. But like, how would you say all of that affected you?
Listen, it was a lot. Like the transition at first, it was like, oh, we're all home as a family. How nice. But then that quickly turned like, these kids got to go. Like, we're like known for date nights. We love date nights. We love getting together with each other. And it was just like, even when we didn't have a sitter, we would utilize, like, he was full-time telework and I telework like 3 days a week. So we would utilize while the kids were at daycare and school, let's, you know, go out for lunch while we're home teleworking. Let's go to the movies, a midday movie. So we would try to make that time. And then these kids came home and it was supposed to be for 2 weeks. And it was like, okay. But then it just all went downhill. Like virtual learning was crazy, upside down, all wrong. And then the toddler was just a mess. We dealt with potty training. It was just like,
oh, we live in the same life.
I was going to say,
how old are your kids?
Listen, so my oldest is 7. My youngest, he just turned 4.
Yeah.
We're all in the same life.
We're in the same life.
Our kids are also about to be 4.
Ours is 4 in August and October. So like, yes.
Listen, it was a lot. It was a lot. Like, y'all, this house is dirty. Like, I keep cleaning the house just to clean the house. It was just a mess. And it was just like, I'm cooking 3 times a day because, you know, we was just going to the grocery store now trying to be takeout, trying to be safe. Mm-hmm. But listen, after I do all of this and look at this house and deal with these kids, I'm not here.
They gotta go somewhere. my favorite phrase was like, there was like, I guess there was a moment where it was just like, tag, you're it.
Because
he would go, like my husband would come home and I would just like, I don't know the face I had, but he'd just be like, you need to take a walk. Yes. I don't even know. He's like, get out. Just walk around. I was taking walks just because I was like, I need to be in space where no one is asking me nothing, where I don't hear mom. See, oh my god,
you was
god.
Playing tag, I was playing hide and seek.
I was sitting there like, yo. it's just the face.
And I think, you know, they've said that this pandemic has changed a lot of marriages. Like, people either like got really close in their marriages or there's a shit ton of people getting a divorce.
Oh yeah.
And because like they spent so much time together.
We weren't meant to spend this much time together. Okay. That's not a thing. That wasn't in the vows. I looked through them. I had to read them again. I was like, they were not part. That's not a part of the vows. The vows
did not
say,
part, but it ain't say every day.
It didn't say like see your face every day for 24/7. That wasn't a part of the vows.
And like, I think a lot of people I think a lot of people looked at their relationships and like, I'm not gonna lie to y'all, like my husband and I, this pandemic has been hard for us. We arguments, fights that we have never had before because we were just spending so much time together. Uh-huh. And it's like you don't get a break from someone. Like you don't the saying absence makes the heart grow fonder is there for a reason. Like sometimes we don't need to see you. And it's hard seeing your person
and it doesn't also mean that your love is lost. It's like you have to be correct, because like you said, we were shut down for a moment. So like, Keila, you said that you like date nights. I know Sasha always talks about how date nights
I had a whole
so
plan
important.
January 2020, I made a little jar and I put the little popsicle sticks in it, and we were gonna start every month. We were supposed to pick out a popsicle stick and that was gonna be our date. Whatever was on the popsicle stick was gonna be our date. And then March 2020 happened. Came and said no.
March was like, F your date nights. What? Like, that's what I mean when I say, so when it comes down to it, I know that for me, I had to sit there and be like, there's two pieces to it. I never was big on date nights, but it definitely made me realize that I was like, yo, I need to do something with you that does not involve the house. Let me put it like that. Yes. I don't like the maintenance of the house, the things to do, because we get so like we got, like you said, just I'm cleaning every day. I'm thinking that I'm like, okay, I'm gonna do laundry while I'm working and also doing school. I can't do it.
It was a mess. It was a mess. I literally had to get creative and just start creating date nights within the day, within the house, and putting these kids to bed because these kids don't listen. It's like upstairs, like, because it was becoming hard and making like real life decisions. Like, I feel like we made a lot of real life decisions during the pandemic. Like, we got to choose whether this child gonna go to virtual. If we gonna, what we gonna do with this? What we gonna do with that? Are we gonna send him back to daycare? Like, it just felt like, okay, we really adulting and we really married. Okay, like
these are the decisions that they was talking about when we talking about, oh, what house do you want or what colors do you want? Nah,
the fun stuff.
Like, hey, yo, so like, are we getting vaccinated or not? It's like,
right, what? These life threatening. Yes.
Like, these are real. But you know what? What I remember, there's, I had one moment, and in thinking about this, it did strain a lot of people. I think that for me, it didn't strain us completely. I think we just had to fall back. Like, almost, we had to reset to basics where we was just like, okay, I like you. Let's remember that. I like you.
That's the most important part.
So I got to remember that I like you. I don't like you all the time, but I like you. So I got to at least go with the basis of, if I like you, how are we going to make this work? Because you being like, he eventually ended up going back into work way sooner. Like, I've been out of school because I work in schools. I'm out for the past year and a half. Like, when we go back to school and the school year starts, that's when I'll be back. I'm like, I don't even know what school's going to look like for me, much less like working and everything like that. So I said, look, I like you. And as long as I'm able to tell you when I need a break, and he understands because I'm the one home with these kids. Well, yeah, this kid. Because that's it. I'm home with the kid doing school while trying to do like work and like meetings. And I'm just like, don't talk to me anymore. Don't tell me anything is hard.
Yeah, it was a lot. We were passing the kids around like, I got to meet at 11. You got to meet at 10. You take them now. I'll take them then. It was a lot of transferring.
Look, I was
getting how did you again. How did you make your marriage a priority? Because like I said, especially, you know, you guys, you said you were really big into date nights and things like that. And I had a whole plan. I literally wrote down in my 2020 goals.
I know, she,
like,
look, Sasha's,
I had it written down.
I just want you to know the pandemic fucked
once a month. Like, I had fun stuff. We was gonna go amusement park and kayaking, and we was gonna go.
I'm sure you had like some music stuff.
Oh,
like
I had all sorts. We was gonna go like concert. Like, I had all this shit. And I was like, we just gonna pick one of these every month, and one month it'll be your turn, one month it'll be my turn. We gotta do whatever comes out on this popsicle stick. That's what we were doing. And I was like, I was ready. I was proud. And then March came and was like, fuck that shit. We're not doing that.
So plans. Oh, okay. So like, okay, all of our plans, like, when will we get our plans back? We won't get our plans back this year. Oh,
it was giving Bruno Mars. You got plans? Don't say that. You have no plans, baby.
Oh,
like, none at all. Okay.
But yes, but how did
Josh,
you
go ahead and put that, but Josh, I want you to go ahead and just slide that little
look. Copyright should not just like you got plans. Don't say that. For real, like, how do you keep like the marriage a priority during this pandemic, like, and not kill each other? Because I'm sure it crossed our minds at least once.
But exactly what you said, like, I truly had plans too. Like, we're gonna go to a winery. We had never been to a winery. We was gonna go to a winery together. We were gonna do all of these things, and that's when I started like just creating date nights. Like, I started with like, I wanted what restaurant was it? It was a restaurant, and I looked up all the copycat recipes from Pinterest, and I like set the table and did all of this stuff, and it started from there. And then the next time I took like these fake trees and made like our own winery. We both went out and got two bottles of wine.
Oh my gosh, I
that we had never had before, and it went in like a paper bag. And then it just kept going. Like, we had a tent in the living room. We did a camp out in the living room. And, you know, the verses was everything. So that was our club. Like, you said going to the club and dancing. Oh, we got Nelly and Ludacris tonight. I'm going to bust it down in the living room.
Let me tell you, DJ Nice was DJ like, Nice. The amount of times that we did, I will say, I agree. We definitely had dance parties where we in there, and they were just like, yes. Oh, this is way back in the day. Then even look, it was even to the point where at one point, I don't even know why our child was out. He don't have normal bedtime, but it was like, I don't care. He came out and he's like, we're dancing. Absolutely. Let's go. Get in this go-go.
Get in this go-go.
I love that, though, that you came up with like these creative ideas, because I think, you know, so much of us, like my husband and I were just talking the other day and he was like, oh, you know, we haven't done anything. And I was like, yo, we couldn't, like, we couldn't even leave the house. Like, we literally had nowhere to go. And so trying to find, by law. Yeah, so like trying to find a quote unquote date that's not us Netflix and chilling, and like literally Netflix and chilling, like we about to watch this movie and fall asleep. Like,
exactly.
Like trying to find something to like keep you engaged and like make your marriage a priority. And especially new, like you have two kids, ideas. So I can't even imagine with two kids. Like my individual family, like we were lucky in the fact that once mandatory lockdown ended, my son was able to start going back and forth between my mother-in-law and my mom again. So he wasn't home with me every day, which made things so much easier. So I didn't have that added stress of like, oh, I gotta like have him here and try to work and do my business, and my husband's here and then he has to go to work. So it made things a lot easier in that aspect. But like, we sometimes, you know, I remember looking at him at the beginning and I'm like, well, you get to go to work, because he's a police officer. I'm like, you get to leave. Yeah. I'm like, I'm just here all day by myself.
Talking to a 3-year-old.
Like, I'm bored. Like,
do you understand like the amount of conversation that you know how much you can talk to a I'm like, I don't want to hear this song no more. I don't want to play this game.
I don't
want to
see that trick no more.
Mommy, look, I don't want to.
You just like, okay, you did it. Good job. I saw your flip. Again.
Oh my gosh. I can't be mean to him because it's hard for him to. And that was it. It's like, that's the other part that I think, how did you balance out like the hardship of this pandemic? Was hard, like you said, it's parenting and marriage.
Especially because there was no, like, and even now there's like no end date, right? It wasn't like
no end date.
At first it was like, you know, okay, 2 weeks, we just gotta make it through these 2 weeks, and then it was like, all right, a month,
life shuts down,
and then it was like, all right, the summer, and then okay, maybe winter.
Like, and then we were just like, so
like, we never going back. Like, is that what's happening? Like
so is this, so do I have to like change, do I have to become a stay-at-home mom? I wasn't planning on this. That's never been my goal.
Man, that was a whole thing. I was like, the 2 weeks thing, I felt so foolish because I was just like out here buying stuff, y'all. I really thought like,
me too.
I got all these workbooks. I'm gonna decorate the room. I'm gonna be like this whole teacher vibe.
And cleared out the family.
I saw so many. So there were so many parents who did it.
Oh, I thought really I had it set. Something. I was like, we got activities. I was like, we gonna make some popsicle. Like when he went to school, because obviously, you know. So they was like, you have, I said, I went to the store and I got everything. So I'm pretty sure that y'all don't have to give me no materials. They was like, you have Google. I got googly eyes. I got a whole lot of them. I was like, I went and got everything.
Everything. We really thought we was doing something. It was like, no, this is not your calling, boo boo.
But like, it is important. Like when you think about those kids, and it's like, even with the fact that kids had, and we have Todd's, and you have a kid
that kid is what was more difficult. Yeah.
No friends. Yeah. No friends that you can talk to, see, things like that. Like, how did you balance that out? Because that had to be like, I was annoyed just having to deal with one person that I have to actually talk to, like, you know, fully communicate with. But you had like more than one where you had to like talk about feelings and like, how you doing?
It became difficult because, especially for my oldest, like he had like this one best friend since he was like in pre-K 2. Mm-hmm. And his stepdad was in the military, so they moved to Japan or China or something like that. So we dealt with him like the only person he really played with all the time, and us not having like friends with like boys his age. We just felt like it's hard on them. Like you said, it's hard on them too. So I can't yell, I can't get upset, whatever. And so I literally did the same thing. And that's kind of where the mommy content came from on my page, because it was like, people was like, oh, thank you for the idea. I'm like, y'all really like this stuff. I'm just trying to keep these kids busy.
Like, all like, I'm like, That's but you it. Know what? The thing is, like, I believe that the best ideas come from, like, the people who are just like, yo, I'm just doing whatever I can.
That's it. And I was just, like, doing the same thing with the date nights. Like, oh, we're going to put the same way we put the tent up. We're going to put the tent up and we're going to have a camp out in the living room. I'm going to buy a bunch of Nerf guns. We're going to have a Nerf gun fight night or whatever. And like we did stuff like that. We bought like the lights from the dollar store and hooked it to our bodies and made videos. And they just loved that stuff. So it was kind of like, you know what? I'ma just create this stuff in the house.
She's the Pinterest mom we aspire to be.
I was gonna say, I can't wait to go to your website because I'm getting ready to be like, you are who we want to be. Because I'm
Sheree and I want to be that mom. We want to be.
I'm a hot mess mama, but that's what I really am. Like, I in my mind, I'm the like, let's have a Nerf gun fight. The most I did, like, we didn't have a water fight in the house because I'm like, I don't care. Like, I don't care. We definitely have done that, but see, that's like a once in a blue moon type thing. Not like,
I took the pandemic at the beginning. If you go back to my March 2020 content on Instagram, I was baking a shit ton. I was making bread. Like, I was making like real bread. I was like, no, I got the pans. I got yeast. I got bread flour. She was making
cinnamon rolls.
I was baking. I was like, nah, this is what I'm doing. I got time now. That lasted for like the 2 weeks we was on lockdown. And I was like, I can't every day. I gotta do this every day. So you gotta cook every day.
See, Sasha, where you were like, I did this for like that time. I was like, I love cooking. Oh, I turned into a 5-star chef because that's my I love cooking.
Trust.
So
me too.
I was sitting there like, oh, I can, I'm like, I need to start writing this shit down. This is good. Like, I like this. So I've like refined all that. But at the same time, then I look and I'm like, I hate dishes.
I hate dishes and I hate the poundage I picked up.
Yeah, see, funny enough, I was like, I'm pretty sure. But I think because I was moving around and also I didn't eat like on normal schedules. So like when you go into work, you eat in the morning, like at like 8, mm-hmm. you start your appetite. No, I was over there like mid, like I said, I only had 2 meals today. I don't even know why. I don't understand. I did not gain any weight during the pandemic. I have maintained. And I'm like, that's my win for the pandemic, the entire year and a half. Don't ask me. I had in my head, I could walk and I could get into this and I did not gain
I threw all of my energy into my business. Kind of like what you were saying, like you started, you know, sharing that stuff. Like all of my free time went into, okay, I'm home now. You know, I never had time to work on my business the way that I had like have been able to. So I was like, I'm going in on it. But it like it was still kind of, you know, my husband and I got to the place at one point where it was like we're in the same house together, but we're not like we're just here, like, you know, and that's when it started getting hard because it was kind of like, you know, I see you every day and now we're just passing each other. Like, it's kind of like, all right, because I can't really ask you what's new with you because I already know. Like, it's like, what we going to talk about? How was your day? Because I saw you.
I mean, like, all day. It came down to just like, at this point, I had to like start getting creative with how I was asking. Like, so I was just like, how was your day? Like I will give credit to the pandemic for this because I don't think this ever would have happened without it. And Sasha knows my lovely husband longer than I have. But like, he looked at me when I, like, he would stay home every once in a while to like help. Like if I had a meeting or something that I was like, I need you to be here and do school with him. That hour, because it was really never more than like an hour or two. He was just like, how the hell do you do this? You do this every day, all day? I was like, yeah. And I was like, anything you want, you deserve. Because I was like, I think I want to get a massage. I said, I think I want to get a massage. What would you think about that? And he said, I think it'd be the tip of the iceberg of what you actually deserve. And I said, say what? Say more.
He said, speak more on this.
He was just like, yo, anything that you're like, I've seen you this year and like y'all are doing things that we can't, like mothers, because mothers were the main ones.
Do you think that like in your household, in your marriage, because granted, I don't know how it was, but do you think like it made your husband have a greater appreciation for like your role as a mom? Because I really think men out here don't realize like how what we that live look our like? Lives, like how all the things that we juggle at any given time. And now they're like, this is what you do every day?
Like so you're not stressed? It's like, yeah, we're stressed, but we dealing.
I think we had a greater appreciation for each other because, like, I tell everybody, like, my boys, they go to daddy first for some reason. Like, they're just daddy boys. So, like,
they come to me.
Mm-hmm. It's like, I'm trying not to raise, I don't know where these sexist kids came from, but they come to me for, like, for the cooking, for the food, for, like, oh, I got hurt. Like that type stuff.
They come to you for all the nurturing stuff.
Yeah, but it's like daddy's my best friend. Daddy's the fun one. Like, it's so, I always tease because I'm like, oh no, they legit go to daddy first. So I think it was just appreciation for each other because we just seen each other kind of maneuver through this pandemic. Like, oh, we actually doing this joint. Like we real parents.
We
were
parents
now. Like, we never had our kids this long.
I'm just saying, technically, I have like a free pass to wherever I want to travel. Like, he was like, no, for real.
Go
like,
somewhere. You deserve to go somewhere.
Like, so, like, he said, you've got like a few vacations that you can take, and I ain't got nothing to say because, like, he understands that, like, we always had an appreciation because he does, like, when he came in, it was fun time. Oh, dad's fun.
Oh, it's always fun time.
All of the structure.
Get the house down.
Like, literally, we'd be sitting there, like, doing stuff. And, like, I actually even saw it yesterday. I said, it still happens. Like, my son, who is the No Limit soldier that he is, funny enough, he's only that with dad. Because he's chilling and he's sitting there like we was doing stuff and everything like that. But he's sitting there watching his little thing, doing his stuff. Dad comes in. He jumps off the damn couch. I said, are you kidding me?
That's how
like,
it
the
is.
The man walks in and he's just like, free time. He went back out. He sat right back down. I said, we're going to have to work on this.
My son has started. What I think is hilarious, what Stokely does with Richard now is, every day before he leaves in the morning, and I'll be like, oh, my horse, you know, Nani's here or Titi's here. It's time for you to go. And he'll be like, oh, daddy, I can't play with you anymore. It's time for me to go. And he'll be like, say all, daddy. And of course my husband will be like, oh. And he's like, it's okay. I'll be back later. We can play later. Like, and to the point where he thinks, like, he feels he's bad for my husband that they can't play together.
Like, they can't, like, look. See, he's like, I know I'm fun. And I know that you enjoy time with me. And it's cool. It's cool.
He's like, I know your life was born without me. So,
like, I know that I am the light of your life. So, like, see, and that's where I was like, see, this is the problem. When you have kids and they know they cute and they know they adorable,
I was like,
I can't. I was like, I got to break you somehow. I don't know. I was like, you can't be that cute. Because he's just like, my son has gotten to the ignoring phase. And I was like, how about we can't do that.
Do you have two boys?
Yes, two boys. Mm,
girl, I feel for you.
I'm losing them day by day. It's kind of like, and I'm like, who's your best friend? Daddy's my best friend.
Daddy.
I'm like,
it's always
daddy. Are you serious? Are you kidding me?
it's always my son. Like, you're the first person who has said that your kids prefer their father, because I always say that my son, the epitome of what a daddy's boy is. Like, he's if it's between me, if we're together and it's mommy and daddy, he's going to choose daddy every time.
I don't know this life, and I really want to know this life. I do. I really wish I could know this life, because my child will sit with me anywhere. Like, he will go to dad. He comes, I would say it's to 60-40. Because he loves, like, a lot of dads. Like, he gets sick of me, and I know when he gets sick of me. Like, the thing is, he'll just be, like, with me, and then he'd be like, but what about dad? Like, Brenda, we going to do bath? And he's like, but what about dad? And I'm like, well, dad, it's, like, not here. Like, damn. Like, you just want to forego bath time until dad get here. He's like,
that's my youngest. Yeah. He's like, he takes my husband from the bed. I'm like, can I have my husband now? He's like, but I want daddy to sleep in my bed. I'm like,
I legit
I thought I was skipping this by not having girls, but obviously I didn't.
I will say to my son at bedtime, like, oh, I had fun with you today. I had fun with daddy.
I'm telling you, the shade is real.
So, like, fuck me. Okay, cool. All I did, I was just a vessel for you. Thank you. I am so glad that I was able to bring you to life for dad.
I've come downstairs. I've literally come downstairs, and they will be downstairs playing. I will walk into the living room. No, mommy, we're playing right here. I'm like, I wasn't even talking to you. Like, I was coming to get my coffee. You. Like,
yes.
See? Yes. See, and that's why, Stokely don't like me, because I'm disrespectful. When you be petty to me, I'm like, I'm petty all the time. Like, I'm sorry, sir. No, come here. Now I got to bother you. I wasn't going to bother you, but now I got to bother you, because... You ain't had to say that. That was unnecessary.
It's always unnecessary. Like,
unnecessary shade.
I literally was coming downstairs to get my coffee. I was not going to say nothing. See, I was going to say good morning. I wasn't interrupting your playtime. Why gotta get all that? Why does it have to be all that?
Like, you just looked at me and you was just like, don't you even think about saying nothing and coming over here and joining us.
Yeah, okay. Foremost,
little mean boy. Your child's going to be the bully in school. We can see. He couldn't play with us because we was playing over here.
Yeah, they weren't worried about you, Stokely. They was not worried about you.
No,
when it comes down to it, it was just definitely like, it was a learning experience. I will say I appreciated my, like, it made me understand and have to look at children a lot different than how, you know, I ain't even gonna say our generations before and everything, but like understanding that this was hard and that, yeah. Like, our children don't have the same words and the understanding to be able to say, yo, I'm pissed. I don't want to see you no more.
Exactly.
And I was like, I understood. Like, my mother couldn't get this concept down. She was like, what do you mean y'all both are tired of each other? And I said, Ma, you know that he's like a little human. Like, I know that he's not a robot. He has feelings. And just like, if I'm tired of seeing his face, he's tired of seeing mine. The difference is, like,
I think what the pandemic has taught me is that people are not meant to spend every minute with each other. Like, it's just not, we need a break.
This is my point that I would never move to Mars. You know how they're trying to get you to live on Mars for a year?
I gotta be with y'all every day.
Every day, people? I gotta see you, only you, and there's nowhere else to go. Oh, so
they can't leave.
Mars project, because we saw at least in the US, we saw Elon Musk just stop, because we already saw we can't even stay inside for a month.
We're good on that.
Do you think now that stuff is starting to kind of return back to normal, that there are things that y'all did during the pandemic that y'all will continue to do going forward? Like, do you think, like, it's helped make your marriage stronger and it's something like y'all want to keep doing going forward, despite the fact that we now have things that we can do?
Oh, definitely, for sure. Like, for one, it just created, like, it made us come out of our comfort zone. So we had to create these date nights, and it forced us to, like, do things that we wouldn't normally do. It also saved us a ton of money from date nights. Like, oh, okay, we can do this sometimes. We're just in the house. But I mean, now that the outside is open, we still don't have the sitters as much as we used to, because, you know, like, grandparents, they're still being cautious and things like that. So we're still creating date nights in the house sometimes during the week when we have a chance. And it's definitely brought us closer, because we talk about more. We were forced to talk about more. Like I said, those serious conversations that we may have been avoiding in passing, we're able to have those now, and we know how to navigate them now because we had a year to practice.
That's true.
That is so true. I think that, and like, that's such a good point. It's like, I really do hope that people take away from all of this extended time together, like, the stuff that worked. Like, we know, or even like to say, like, oh, we can't do X, Y, and Z because we know that
pushes buttons.
Man, I just figured out
that I'm getting ready to steal all your ideas. I'm poaching every idea you said. I have a mental, I am so good at my nerve in the house. We get ready to do an indoor. We did an indoor picnic before. So, I mean, like, another jump, our indoor camping. Oh yeah, we doing all of it.
Listen, the tent was from Walmart. It was perfect. And two adults could fit in there. We had multiple bottles of wine. It was like waking up from a college party. Like, that next morning, it was like, yo, what we doing in the tent last night?
I love it. Like, see, that's my kind of life.
Come downstairs.
Like, that's exactly, but though, like, I think that one thing I will say that happened during the pandemic is that if you were willing to, you could reconnect with the fun. And I think that's what it sounds like.
That's exactly what happened. It was the creating the memories. Like, like I said, the versus battles, we were going back to like high school and college memories and just sharing those with one another. And then it was just fun. It was taking away like yes, we had these serious conversations, but we also had these turn up sessions where we were just like in our own zone. Like it was just, it definitely gave the fun to it. And it just, like you said, some of the things we just learned to do, like sometimes we have to make time for one another. We got to sit down and just do stuff with one another, because before the pandemic, it was just like, oh, I got this, I got that, you got this, mm-hmm. We got to sync schedules. But the pandemic was like, dang, we together all the time.
Like, I don't actually
The pandemic heard everybody say, oh, I wish we had more time together, and was like, all right,
hold my beer. It was like, oh, you need some time together? Hold my beer.
There you go. Oh, actually, not that much time? Well, here's more time.
Like, you want more time?
I'm telling
like,
you.
No, we said that's enough. It's like, so more?
So more. Okay. You want more time. That you still
I had
enough.
I was okay. We're not ever going to say that we wish we could just be at home. For like anyone who was like, oh, if only I could be a stay-at-home mom.
So I think the pandemic proved that stay-at-home moms are the real G, because y'all been doing this shit forever. And like y'all been doing
this. Like y'all want to do this.
And that every single time we have all said, oh, if I only had more time, I'd be doing X, Y, and Z, that was a lie.
That was a lie. The laundry's still piling up.
There is no amount of hours that's going to get everything done. And I think that's what I took away was balance and understanding that at the end of the day, I need to take care of myself first. I'm not going to say I became selfish, but I was like, I checked in with myself and I was like, no, I don't care if I can do another hour at work. I'm stopping right now.
Yes.
Whereas if I was at work. Yeah. Because if I was at work, oh, please, I'd be ripping and running up and down the steps up in here. Oh, yeah, I can do this. No, I need a moment. I'm getting ready to end right now and I'm going to just go and take a walk. Yeah. I'm getting ready to find these moments. It helped me to find the moments in the moment, because I'm like, okay, my child is down for 2 hours. Yes. What do I want to do?
Listen, I was taking baths at like 1 a.m. Like, yes. It's 1 a.m., but they're asleep finally. The house is quiet. I'm about to take a bubble bath at 1 a.m. Yep. Judge your mother.
Yep. Exactly. So I think that's just what it comes down to, is that, you know, this pandemic was hard, but mm-hmm. we did have a lot of strengths that we learned, and like we got through it, we made it,
y'all. Cheers to that. We made it.
Cheers to that. That is how I finished my wine, y'all. But yes, this is how we're gonna end the episode. We will say cheers to that. I want to thank you so much for being on the show. This was such a fun conversation.
Thank you so much. Yes.
Awesome ideas, y'all. Go rewind, listen to some of these date night ideas that y'all need to be trying at the house, because
right now
I thought of none of these and I think they're amazing.
Like, I'm sitting here like, you did what? You got lights? Oh my gosh.
Like, y'all visited a winery in your house? Like, I didn't even know that was a thing. We could do that.
Oh, we're getting ready to figure this out.
So you can find Miss Keeley. She is at Keeley_Carter on Instagram. Your hair looks real cute in these pictures, by the way. I really like them. And these little workout clothes you got on, you look like you're doing the stuff in it. I'm here for it.
Listen, they tuck the fupa in.
Hey, look, angles.
This summer is going to get the body that we all given. Okay. That's what it's going to be. Okay. So you can find, like I said, Keeley at Keeley_Carter on Instagram. Of course, you can join the conversation with us on Instagram at Swirl and Sip Podcast. We want to hear how your pandemic has been going, whether or not it made you hate your partner, or it pulled y'all closer together. We want to hear all of y'all's stories. You can always email us, of course, at hello@swirlandsippodcast.com. If you would like to join the Patreon and support the show, you can do so at patreon.com/swirlandsippodcast. For as little as $3 a month, you can be a part of our Sip Squad and you get all sorts of fun goodies, coupons to the shop. You get to hear Sheree and I and all of our craziness before and after we record our episodes. Make sure that you are listening, rating, reviewing, and subscribing and or following. Now I have to change it. It's now following.
I was
going to
say, not subscribing. It's following
on your favorite podcast platform. The rating and the reviewing is the important part. It helps others find the show. And we love having these conversations with you guys. So there's a moth in my house. Yeah, we love having these conversations.
A winged creature is what you said.
It was a moth that just flew.
It is a winged creature is in your house.
Yeah. But make sure that you follow us on your favorite podcast platform. Rate, review, subscribe. It really helps us and other people find the show. Thank you so much, Keeley, for being on the show.
Thank you, ladies. This was so much fun.
And as always, make sure that you have your wine glasses ready for next week's episode.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.